Richie Valens and Donna. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We're saluting the day the music died. The tragic plane crash that took the lives of Richie Valens, Buddy Holly, and J.P. Richardson, a.k.a. the Big Bopper. At the time, Holly and his band, consisting of Waylon Jennings, Tommy Alsop, and Carl Bunch, were all playing the Winter Dance Party Tour across America. Now, rising artist Richie Valens and Richardson and vocal group Dion of the Belmonts had joined the tour as well. Long journeys between venues on board the cold, uncomfortable tour buses adversely affected the performers with cases of the flu, even frostbite. After stopping at Clear Lake to perform and frustrated with the conditions on the tour buses, Holly chose to charter a plane to reach their next venue in Moorhead, Minnesota. Richardson, suffering from the flu, swapped places with Jennings, taking his seat on the plane, while Alsop lost his seat to Richie Valens on a coin toss. Soon after takeoff, late at night, and in poor wintry weather conditions, pilot Peterson lost control of the light aircraft at Beechcraft Bonanza, which crashed into a cornfield, taking the lives of all four aboard. The event has since been mentioned or referenced in various media. Various monuments have been erected at the crash site and in Clear Lake, where an annual memorial concert is held at the Surf Ballroom, the venue that hosted the artist's last performance. I'll tell you my story about visiting that site coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, here's another hit from one of those people lost in that flight. Here's J.P. Richardson, the Big Bopper.
Hello, baby.
Yeah, this is the Big Bopper.
Oh, you sweet thing.
Do I want? Will I what? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, wiggling a walk and a giggling a talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby? But, oh, honey.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8, and don't be late. But baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Low, make the world go round. In a world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like!
J.P. Richardson, a.k.a. the Big Bopper, Chantilly Lace. Now, I went to Clear Lake, Iowa with my wife, and we went to the Surf Ballroom. Now, if you go there, it's still active today. As a matter of fact, probably on this day, they do the Winter Concert Memorial. And I know one year when we were there, Big Bopper Jr., J.P. Richardson's son, was performing there. So if you go there to the Surf Ballroom, it looks like it did the day the music died. They kept it in the same condition. No, nothing's been modified or changed. It's all there. Even the phone booth where Richie Valens made his final phone call is there. And if you go a little bit further north, go to 115th and Gull. I think that's the address, either 115th or 116th and Gull. There's a farmer's field there. Now, they erected a big pair of glasses, like Buddy Holly's glasses there, so you'll see where you're going. You'd have to walk into the farmer's field, and he's okay with it. And there's corn growing all around it, but you walk through the farmer's field, and eventually, about a quarter mile in, you'll get to see three stainless steel records as a memorial to all three artists, Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and J.P. Richardson, the Big Bopper. There's also a lot of little tiny memorials there, but that is the site right there where the nose of the plane crashed and took the lives of all four, including the pilot. So you can check that out if you want to go to Clear Lake, Iowa, and go to the Surf Ballroom first, then you can go to the memorial site. And one more from the day the music died. Here's Buddy Holly.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by no true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I, no true love way. Throughout the days, our true love ways will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love ways.
Talking about the day the music died, February 3rd, 1959, when we lost Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper, J.P. Richardson, in the plane crash in Clear Lake, Iowa. Here it is, immortalized in 1972 by Don McLean.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance, that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? that I die. This'll be the day that I die. For some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. and they were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Don McLean immortalizing this date in history, February 3rd, 1959. American rock and rollers Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and J.P. Richardson, the Big Bopper, all killed in a plane crash near Clear Lake, Iowa, together with pilot Roger Peterson. That half hour, we got to hear all the artists. We heard Richie Valens, we heard J.P. Richardson, the Big Bopper, and we also heard Buddy Holly. And, of course, the song from Don McLean that immortalized this date in history.